Okay, so this is our very first interview. It's very exciting. I am Tan Diwei, and I'm talking to my mom, Pamela Satterwhite, and we're going to have ongoing discussions about her book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, a call to envision our future freedom without bosses. Only we can create the world we want. Amen to that. Well, you start the first chapter with a poem, and you do this throughout the book. You start with some sort of pearl snippet of knowledge, and we'd like to read it. There's an earlier wholeness for which our souls long. Our interior compass tends toward it, and what's called reality feels wrong. I like that. What do you mean by interior compass?
Well, I think that our bodies are our compass, and we have a lot of names for the guidance that it gives, the soul, spirit, longing. I think of it as our wholeness speaking.
Our wholeness speaking. I want to get deeper with that, because in this poem, it implies that we have this inner truth, that this reality that we're in contradicts. And I feel personally that there's so many people in this world that are lost, you know, that are out of touch with their inner compass. What's wonderful about this book is talking about that and naming that and being able to try and get back in touch with that interior compass, as you put it. But again, what is that interior compass? Is that just our soul? Is that our purpose in life?
I think of it as being our link to the all of it. Mm-hmm. That we are part of this vast, limitless tapestry. And that in each individual being, the all is present. And in the case of our particular species, that we manifest, each individual manifests the ancestors and the unborn, mm-hmm. who are coming. And that we represent, whether we know it or not, and that all of us in some sense have the same purpose, which is to become conscious, mm-hmm. representatives of the all of it.
I like your word use in this book. The way that you write is very coming from a personal place. And so you use words like the all of it, and there's other words in here that you use to express your point of view. One thing that comes to mind
it's an abbreviation of the pitiful power drunk few, and so I actually think of it as po drunk, as in po pitiful people.
Po pitiful people, po drunks. I like that. Like I said, you have a way of reclaiming words. Why to you is that important?
Well, one of the key points of the book is that power polices the intellectual terrain, that it's in fact seized the elements of discourse. It tries to control what we can think by controlling language. So in Waking Up, I'm trying to do a number of things, but one of the key things I'm trying to do is to provide a means for thinking the thoughts that power doesn't want us to think. They don't want us to see reality or to recognize how small they are and how big we are. And I'm not just talking numbers, I'm talking spirit. Mm-hmm. So it is a conscious attempt to provide some language that we don't normally have, or we would not otherwise have. Mm.
Why are the podrunks so afraid, so threatened by alternative ways of thinking?
Oh, well, yeah. I wrote another little poem to sort of express that. We have to always keep in mind what supports their ability to live exclusive lives. Once you recognize that our coerced labor is not necessary in any larger societal goal sense, then necessarily comes the question, why does it still exist? And then, who benefits? And to answer these, as with every peculiarity in a greed-based society, you gotta follow the money. It's about power. Mm-hmm. And wanting to maintain an exclusive monopoly on it. Power in the narrow sense of being able to control the labor of others and to maintain a sense of exclusivity, privilege. But, you know, I mean, another thing the book is trying to do is to flip that, to say that what they call power is not really power. What they call control is an illusion. And that...
it's an illusion that we all are implicitly...
That we co-sign and endorse and we make real by our belief in it.
Right.
And that it is a matter of changing how we see the world.